The Taliban is publicly threatening Afghan translators who've been working for the Australian military, placing them on a so-called kill list. The ABC's obtained a copy of a letter from a Taliban commander that had been taped to the house of one Afghan interpreter who'd been trying to resettle in Australia. Supporters say time's running out because Australia's embassy in Kabul is now closed and our remaining troops will withdraw from Afghanistan soon. Here's defence correspondent Andrew Green.
From an Afghan hospital bed in 2016, a translator who worked alongside Australian troops described his injuries after the first Taliban attempt on his life.
My leg is broken three places, and when I open my eyes, I was in hospital.
This video message was recorded just after the young father had been rammed by a car while shopping at a market. Now he's been warned he's still a target. The threat delivered in a letter stuck on the front of his home last week.
We have tried to kill you by hitting you with a vehicle, but unfortunately you did not die. Only your leg was broken.
Signed by a local Taliban commander, the letter warns the interpreter he'll soon be killed for helping coalition forces during the war.
You have been working for a long time with infidel enemies of the Islamic Emirate of Afghanistan as an interpreter and a slave. We are honest in our words and we will get you, be it day or night, and you will be punished and we will reach our goal. Await your death very soon.
While the ABC is unable to fully verify the authenticity of the document, Afghanistan experts such as Professor Amin Saikal from the University of Western Australia believe it is a credible threat.
I think it appears quite authentic to me. And of course, Taliban have issued these sort of letters before. It's not totally unusual. But of course, the Afghan situation is very dire. And I think many of these people could have been easily identified by the Taliban and therefore be punished.
Retired Army Captain Jason Skeynes worked alongside the interpreter while deployed to Afghanistan and says the man, who the ABC has chosen not to name, is now in hiding with his young family.
He's extremely concerned about this situation. Obviously, he's had to move himself and his young family out of his house. They are moving around trying to find secure locations.
The former Labor candidate is among a growing number of Afghanistan veterans demanding the federal government fast-track visas for around 300 Afghans and their families who helped Australia's soldiers and diplomats during the war.
I hope that our government will exercise our nation's moral obligation to those that assisted our troops and securing our national interests overseas. So I remain hopeful, but the window of opportunity to do that and to make sure that we get those individuals out safely is rapidly closing.
A spokesperson for Defence Minister Peter Dutton says the Australian government recognises the important service of Afghan employees, including interpreters, to our contribution in Afghanistan. And the statement adds that they can apply for humanitarian visas to Australia and are given the highest visa processing priority. After 20 years of conflict, all foreign forces, including the remaining Australian troops, are expected to be out of Afghanistan by September the 11th.
Andrew Green reporting.